Hey, this is Tobin Slavin with Stop Marketing Now, Do This Instead. And I actually wasn't planning to broadcast today, but I've got something that's just so good and so funny that I had to share this. It just tickled my funny bone. So I'm reading a blog today and reading my newsletters, and I come across an article, a post by Nathan Cotton. You may not recognize that name, but he didn't start HiRise because the company that does Basecamp, 37 Signals, they actually started HiRise, but they spun that product out. Nathan took over. Hey, Jeremy, how are you? I'm glad you could join in and hear a little bit of this. The 37 Signals built HiRise, which is a CRM, customer relationship management software that allows you to keep track of all your customers, their contact information, the last time you talked with them. Well, da 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 da. Nathan Cotney took over this company because Basecamp spun it out. They wanted to focus on one product. They didn't want to close HiRise down because it was a good product. Nathan took it over. But here's what's funny about it. So he posts a blog today. He's playing around, and he said he's absolutely fed up with the way people are doing email marketing. I can't blame him. There was one email marketer, honest to God today. I think I got six, maybe seven emails from that same person just today. Now, I haven't bought from them for a while. I don't mind hearing from them once in a while. I got some useful information at some point in the past, but that's a bit overboard, don't you think? And that's what's going on. People are just, stop your marketing now. Like, stop marketing. If you want to get more sales, you want to build relationships with your customers, that's great, but stop marketing. It's the marketing stuff that's just driving people nuts. Anyways, so Nathan, he creates this website called trickajournalist.com. By the way, if you Google this, you can look him up. I think the post was on Medium. He says it's the next innovation in email marketing. Because he was absolutely sick with how marketing was being done. So it says trickajournalist.com is an AI bot, like software, to automatically get PR people, like journalists, to follow you, journalists and influencers, and to get them to write about you. So it basically stalks them on the web and then starts hammering them with messages until you're just so irresistible they have to write about you. So the funny thing is, this is a fake product. The product doesn't exist. He just did this as a, I don't know what you call it, nephew to the market, I guess. But he actually even ran some ads to it because he wanted to see how people would respond. And the crazy thing is, people were clicking all over the place and trying to sign up for this product that doesn't even exist. He called it a bad marketing honeypot, meaning it just sucks people in. There's some people that can't even help themselves. They want this as a product, and you mark my words, someone will go out and try to build this damn thing. He did it as a joke, but someone will try to do this as a product. But here's a really interesting thing, and I think this was brilliant. This is brilliant marketing on his part. Love the sentiment of where he came at this from. But he is actually, so he's collecting the emails. He again created this fake website to do this sort of as a joke. But he is collecting emails, and the people who sign up for this fake product that doesn't even exist, but they want to use this kind of approach in their marketing, he's actually banning them from being able to use HiRise as a product. He said, if that's the way you do your marketing, we don't want to do business with you. That's not how we do things. We're about real relationships. And of course, you guys know that's what I talk about on this podcast too. Stop marketing now. Do this instead. This is build deep and meaningful relationships by starting a conversation, having a two-way exchange between people. I just thought this was really funny. I couldn't resist jumping on and doing a quick post about this because you know what? If you're that clever to do something fun like this, why shouldn't it be celebrated?